This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, hi. My name is Miranda Dukonski, and I'm the Vice President of Customer Success at Swiftly. I've been in a customer-facing position in one form or another for over 20 years now, and have worked in various positions from support to customer success, sales, people ops, and well, you get the idea. So I've done a lot. And for the past 9 years, I've been heavily focused on building and scaling startups, something that I'm really passionate about. On the side, I also have a website called A Little Sassy. So it's A Little SASY.com, where I share content and write about customer success and startups. And I'm just now starting to share the content of others. So,
Miranda, how are you involved with user adoption?
Yeah, so user adoption is really at the center of everything I've done in my career and every team that I've worked with. When building startups, if users don't adopt your product, of course, you don't have a business. So it's been my responsibility to set up the framework that feeds the user adoption machine. I really work with my teams to create mechanisms that, well, on the front end, get product the feedback they need to know from customers so they know what products to build and how those products will scale. Get sales and marketing the feedback so they know what right fit customers look like. So, you know, we're bringing in the right customers so we don't have to worry about churn issues. And then on the back end, I really think it's important that my teams understand how customers are using our product, not just from a data perspective though, but have them join them on their journey. And, you know, how that looks is definitely being a customer of your own product. I always think that you grow the best understanding of a customer's experience by walking a mile or two in their shoes. So that's definitely something I advocate for.
Miranda, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So let's start with challenges. I think the first one that comes to mind when I think of this is not having executive buy-in and sponsorship at a customer. That can be a real killer on adoption. At most accounts, your executive sponsor is the gateway to your users. Without them, it can be incredibly challenging to drive that adoption. So I always tell everyone at every customer, make sure you have, of course, a very strong relationship with the executive sponsor, but a backup executive sponsor. As we know, especially here in the Silicon Valley area, the average tenure at a startup is around 18 months. So executive sponsors are changing frequently. So it's always nice to have more than one. And also, I think another challenge that I'll add is humans by nature, we're creatures of habit, and getting folks out of their habits can be challenging. So a great way to bypass this is always position things as, this is going to make your life easier and I'm going to show you how. That seems to help bypass a little bit of that challenge. On the successes, so, you know, I've seen how making or giving customers just a little attention can go a long way. I've had customers that have definitely had a tough time adopting the product. You know, most recently we did have a customer who was having a tough time adopting the product, and it didn't seem that we were getting it done via email or video conferences. So we actually went out and facilitated a complete relaunch. So we went on site, we held 2 days worth of, you know, trainings with various teams. We took feedback, brought the feedback back to the office, acted upon the feedback we could, really built that core relationship. And now we've seen adoption just going way up with everyone on the team.
Miranda, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Yeah, so really, I'm a data nut. I love data. I love slicing and dicing and getting the story out and understanding what the data is telling me. My advice would be, though, marry that data with real life. While data is important and it does tell part of the story, it doesn't tell the whole story. Make sure you get out and talk to your customers. Make the customer real to the organization. You know, start a voice of customer program within your organization. So everyone from, if you have if you have someone who's an office manager all the way to the CEO, they know who your customers are They know what they're building the products for and who they're building the products for. And really, that's going to help everyone internally understand what problems the customer is solving for. And by turn, when you have that understanding, that helps drive user engagement because you're building products for the right problem.
Miranda, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Yeah, so I personally do a lot of speaking and writing. I spoke about it a little bit earlier, but on my LinkedIn, you're going to find articles that I've written in regards to customer success and startups. But also you'll find on my website, A Little Sassy, ASASY.com. I share content there. And you'll also find that I have resources, a book club, all kinds of things on that website. And I spell it out because A Little Sassy is definitely not where you want to go with the double S. So you want to make sure you go with a double A.
Well, thanks, Miranda.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.